Today I'll speak briefly about attentiveness, a subject that I've spoken about before, but it's worthy of repeating. Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes that all forms of offenses to the holy name come from inattentiveness. And once again, when we talk about offenses to the holy name, we don't just mean at the time when we're chanting Hare Krishna during our japa, but through all times of the day. Offensive devotional service has very little result, and although the benefits accrue, they do after a long, long time. Therefore, astute devotees are always very careful to remain attentive to every aspect of their devotional life. For instance, as soon as we rise in the morning, we offer obeisances to our spiritual master, to Guru Parampara, and we remember Krishna. Jayati Janmanivaso Devaki Janmabhadho. But when we say these words, we're not meant to simply be rattling them off. Some mantra that we've learned, some vidhi, some rule and regulation that we're obliged to adhere to. But rather we're there. We're attentive to the words that we're speaking. We lend our mind and hearts to the meaning of those words. Nama Om, Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances. It actually means Namaskar. I fold my hands, I do dandavats. Within my heart, I'm giving myself to who? Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, to one who's very dear to Krishna. What a wonderful thing that is, to actually be dear to Krishna. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine. A person who is named Bhaktivedanta Swami. That person who saved us, who brought us out of the material world, who has given us everything that we have and know about Krishna consciousness. With great feeling, we say these words. In the same way, when we're in a temple room chanting Mangalartik, Samsaradhavana Lalidaloka, are these just Sanskrit words? Is it something that we've memorized and it just like goes automatically? You could practically repeat it in your sleep. Or are we actually thinking, yes, Samsaradhavana Lalidaloka, I'm living in the midst of a forest fire. And in this forest fire, all of a sudden this downpour, this shower of mercy, and it just comes just like a torrential downpour that disperses all the flames, all the smoke, and gives me relief from this horrible material world that I'm in. Just imagine, if you've just been saved from some great suffering, how much obligation, how much love, how much indebtedness you feel to the person who's pulled you out of that situation. But Samsaradhavana Lalidaloka is meant to invoke that sense of obligation, to invoke that love. And we should be saying it from our heart, and we're thinking, yes. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita. How wonderful it is that the spiritual master is always chanting in the ecstatic Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radhika Madhavayorapara, and when his heart always absorbed in the service of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. We should be meditating on every word. Every word is pure, transcendental knowledge. Every word is wonderful. Every word is ecstasy. But if it's mechanical, if we're not there, then what we get is simply the abas of our activities. We simply get the shadow of that, and we don't relish the real nectar, the real ecstasy that's actually available for us. Neither do we get the same spiritual benefit, great spiritual benefit, which is to be gotten by this type of smarana or absorption. Being absorbed in what we are doing, what to speak of when we sit down and chant Hare Krishna, which is not a mantra, but it's meant to just automatically spin off our tongues while our minds are spinning off somewhere else. But it's a call out to Srimati Radharani, a call to Lord Krishna for them to deliver us, to save us from this ocean of material existence, to engage us in their service. And what different types of services are there be that they would like to engage us in? Whatever it is, whether it's making garlands, whether it's sweeping a kunj, whether it's milking cows, whether it's assisting Krishna with his dressing, we're ready to do any type of service. Just please give us some service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And since we're so fortunate to have the present service of serving the Sankirtan mission of Radha and Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we pray to be useful instruments in this service of spreading Krishna consciousness, in that service in which we'll also find our service to Radha and Krishna. Need I say more again, as we're chanting Narottam Das Thakur's Guru Pandana, as we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, to really be absorbed in the words of Shukadeva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada's purports, the message of the Bhagavatam speaker. And this is just the morning program. Then there's the whole day, whether I'm distributing books or I'm in my workplace. Of course, if one has to be absorbed in a particular service or a particular work, and that work in itself absorbs the mind, then what can be done? But if that work goes on mechanically, or if I get 10-15 minutes here, or even just a few minutes, in order to remember some wonderful teaching from Bhagavad Gita, some pastime of the Lord, just to remember even why it is that I'm sitting at this office and what the purpose of my life is, to offer some pranam and be thankful to my spiritual master. And especially during three times a day when I sit and chant Gayatri Mantra, then beginning with offering respects to the presiding deity of the sun, who is no other than the Supreme Lord himself, the eye of the universe, who witnesses all of Krishna's wonderful Vrindavan pastimes. We are absorbed in remembering the person of our spiritual master, who is Krishnananda, who gives great pleasure to Lord Krishna by his preaching, by his personal service. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who by the beach Klin is worshipped as being non-different from Radha and Krishna, and who sustains all living entities with his Ladini potency, with his freely distributed prema. Remembering the Gopal Gayatri, the Kama Gayatri, the significance of all of these things, or is it just some kind of mantra that we repeat trying to stay awake, or something that precedes saying the prayers to honor prasadam? Attentiveness. We must always be attentive in everything that we do, and try to make in that way everything that we do an offering to Krishna. Because if we're conscious of Krishna, then all of our activities become an offering to him. But if we're not conscious, if we're thinking of something else and we're simply acting mechanically, that is not the standard of pure devotional service. We have to keep remembering on a daily basis, put a little yellow sticky on your office desk, put one in your Sankirtan bag, put it on your inside of your glasses, and just write on there, don't be attentive, or be attentive. If you have glasses, on one side it can say don't be attentive, and the other one is always be attentive. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is our business. This is our sadhana. Everything that we do is meant to actually remind us of Krishna. See how the trees are changing color, the leaves of the trees change color as fall is coming. How Krishna has perfectly designed such a wonderful thing as a tree, unlimited number of trees, and each tree has unlimited number of leaves, and the way in which these leaves grow, turn into a reddish, golden, brownish color and then fall and then again come, grow in spring. It's wonderful. It's mystic potency. Just appreciating that mystic potency of Krishna is something that Srila Prabhupada would remind us of over and over again. Let's be attentive. Let's always try to put the most into everything that we do, because the activities that we've received from Srila Prabhupada are the activities of the spiritual world, the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. We just have to be aware of it. We just have to be attentive. And if we do, then we advance like anything in Krishna consciousness.